Hey, cannabinoids. Today's episode is brought to you by Tango Hookah Shop, your smoking paradise at 1910 Bergerline Avenue in Union City, New Jersey. They've got everything you need for a legendary smoke session, killer hookahs, mind-blowing glass pieces, and even premium cigars for our tobacco-loving friends. Need a smoke buddy? Tango Hookah Shop's got your back. Their staff is as friendly as your favorite strain, and their prices, let's just say your wallet will thank you. So why settle for mediocre when you can smoke in style? Swing by Tango Hookah Shop today and tell them your favorite podcast, Bong Rips and Video Games, sent you. And remember, cannabinoids, life's short. Smoke the good stuff. Catch you on the smoky side. You will lies deep way under the surface, and like a fire needs coal in the furnace. This is your goal that makes it all worth it. This is your why that gives you your purpose. Let's go. Thoughts can keep you down, pushing deep until you drown, or they can keep you up strong, focused on the now. Glass half full or has it been emptied out? Well, that's all up to you and your mind. Do you doubt anything, everything, not a thing? Make my thoughts work for me, manifest what I need. What I want, what I see, I could be anything. I attract all the things that I see. I believe I'll achieve as I breathe in and out again and again. I don't doubt, I sit in, I plan, and I found out that I can execute. If I'm driven, if I listen, if I learn all the wisdom, read some books, something written, watch the best teacher system. I invest, never hidden, I ain't scared. Ain't no chicken, I take that. I'll be winning, you get back what you're giving. Find the reason that you're living, what you're good at, all your gifts and what you love. Take a risk and find out what you've been missing, yeah. Your will lies deep way under the surface, and like a fire needs coal in the furnace. This is your goal that makes it all worth it. This is your why that gives you your purpose.
Don't get too excited now.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Episode 3. We're up to 3.
I was actually going to open with that today. We're on our third episode, boys.
We have now done more episodes than the original incarnation.
Yeah.
Hey.
Officially breached our curse.
Now, we got to start off with something real quick. Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we need to talk to you about something, and we need some more clarification. And he's smiling because I think he knows what we're about to ask him.
I hope.
Yo, you said earlier that you've never completed a game. I don't believe this. You must have had.
You must have.
All right. I need to elaborate on that.
Yes,
please.
Okay. I mean, like, I've never fully completed the game, like all the achievements, all that shit.
Oh, you've never platinumed the game?
That's a little more understandable. But what we were talking about earlier, it has to do with my epic fail, so I don't want to get too into it right now.
No, that's fine. I was just very, because like you had said that, I'm like, there's no way he's never completed like at least a campaign. We almost had a rage.
Yeah,
I've finished the story, the main storyline always, but I think ESO might be the most achievements I have in a game because I'm like addicted to it.
No shit.
No. Yeah.
We're gonna have to stalk your PlayStation profile to confirm. Yeah, because like, dude, after you left, we were like, wait a minute, like
that. Yeah, we were beating ourselves up. I didn't want to get into it.
But when
it's all right. It's all
but
right.
I'll tell
it's
you. Right. I'll tell you how. I'll tell you how not completing a game goes into my epic fails.
Yeah, I mean But you said you had another one, so that's good. How's everybody feeling today?
Oh, fucking man,
elevated. Actually, this is kind of the journey I'm on right now.
I'm visiting Wonka's
factory at the moment, so. Yeah,
you'll
be seeing me fly eventually.
Tony, nice.
Tony, you got a tip on that?
No. It's just how I roll it.
Oh, so you're going savage air skills.
That's all skills.
He's got this full airflow.
Perfect airflow, too. Yeah,
it's like a nipple.
Blow it down.
I got mine packed.
As much as you can.
I love this fucking bowl, bro.
Dude, honestly, I'm falling more and more in love with this fucking course, yo. No bullshit.
That is a really nice piece.
More and more in love with this thing. Yes. I found out, like, me and Freshie were actually discussing it earlier, and I went and I looked up the brand. This isn't actually water in here. It's almost like a liquidized version of what you see in ice packs. Oh. So it's meant to freeze. Like, it's meant to get fucking cold.
And then it slowly, slowly defrosts.
So, and not for nothing, so getting... hit off a cool bowl like that, amazing. It's like a menthol weed hit, bro. It's fucking beautiful. Beautiful. Nice.
Very nice. That sounds really interesting.
Yeah. Dude, next time you come through, you're going to hit it. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely hitting it.
And another topic, something that we need to clear something up for a lot of confused people. First off, thank you for the people who have been buying our merch.
Yo, for real, man.
Viewing us, you guys have been showing us a lot of love. You guys have been sharing the shit out of the show. Absolutely. People have been buying merch off the walls. I know I've been
saturating that. If you guys hit the store today, we just added, thanks to last episode, because of the whole Fallout thing, we pushed a Fallout logo through Cobalus Designs. We pop that shit on a hoodie. We pop that shit on a hat. So if you're a Fallout fan and you're fucking smoke weed, that's the gear for you right now. So
and now also, we also got Killer Clowns in Outer Space merch coming out. And you're probably asking, why do you have so much merch? Well, you have options, okay?
That's
pretty much it. You got the Power Rangers. You know, which was my favorite logo. Power Rangers
was my favorite.
Yeah. Don't forget the Ninja Turtles logo.
That was
the Ninja Turtles logo. Yep, that's my favorite right there. I love the Ninja Turtles logo.
Yeah, and you know, most importantly, we also have to explain where we're from. So we never talked about it. We're all, except for one, we're in New Jersey. And Dabs, where are you from?
I'm in Delaware.
He's in Delaware. Yeah. So
it's not far. State.
Hang on. Here, let me clarify.
He's like a hangnail on
Delaware, the first state to rectify the Constitution. That thing, the hangnail of New Jersey.
That's what it is. It's just the hangnail of New Jersey.
He's technically New Jerseyan.
No, because people get. I want to say this because people get us the state confused with. There's a Delaware County in Pennsylvania. There's a Delaware city. It's called Delaware, Ohio.
Well, no.
So when people hear Delaware, they're like, "Oh, you're from here or you're from there." I'm like, "No."
Well, those people are stupid. And need to get Delaware. More hugs in their life. That's it. Don't worry about it. They need more hugs.
So
more
we hugs, are more drugs. Yep, and we are all in recreational and medicinal states at the same time. So for the YouTube admins and the algorithm, we're allowed to do this. You know, we're good to go.
This is fully legal. Where we're
legal,
from.
Baby. Yep. We legal up in.
I mean, we could literally walk down. I mean, I have a dispensary. Literally, I could walk to a dispensary right now, and you know, like it. We're good here. So I just want.
Oh yeah, they're popping up left and right too. We got one coming up in Jersey City, thanks to Ice-T.
One just opened up last week because it's Tuesday. So one just opened up last week on Thursday, right before Veterans. Weekend, which was very cool. Right. You know, I know me and Tony, we smoked the fuck up that weekend. But there is, before we get into the brass tacks, so earlier when we had our conversation, Tony, I was telling you, you know, I tweeted Wendy's had the whole debacle. you remember that?
Yes.
So Wendy's wrote back to me.
Oh, wow.
They legitimately wrote back to me. They took my concern. They took my complaint. They said they're going to pass it over. But to me, this is a win.
The fact that they replied in general is a fucking win. Yeah, that's it.
Now, Gio had a really interesting observation about this whole thing because I love free food.
Yes.
But yes. Go ahead, Gio. You have to say it.
All right, so. It was just the underlying premise of, all right, it's Veterans Day, correct?
Yeah.
Much love, mad respect. You guys went and you fucking did something a lot of us didn't fucking do. But Sanchez went all out of his fucking way through Twitter to Wendy's and all this other shit. This son of a bitch was in the kitchen. He never had a gun. There was no gun in his hand. There was no frontline shit. He was in the kitchen. He didn't do shit. So what the fuck makes him earn free food? Cook the burger, Sanchez. Cook your Wendy's, motherfucker.
They don't make. I can't make it that good. I can't make
you
it.
You could.
That
they sell Wendy's packet. Fucking guy.
Oh but yeah. Man, so
that's where my head was at. For fuck's sake. Man.
So now, I mean, it was a great weekend. It's Tuesday morning. We're having a good time. So let's get to the brass tacks. Today we're talking about epic fails.
Yeah.
And I mean, fails. I don't even know. I mean, there's so many that we could think of. I know we all do not just have one.
No.
Raise your hand. Who wants to go first?
There you go. Let him rock. Let him rock. Rock the mic.
Okay. So I have two that I want to discuss. So the first one was most recently. I was playing Cyberpunk. Right. Yo, then and there, I already know. Fans.
That's
I
don't it. That's want how you to know.
Hear it. I don't want to hear it. I already know. And I guess I'm not a high enough level to complete this fucking mission, but I'm doing the mission where you meet up with Takamura to get inside of the warehouse to sabotage the floats.
Okay.
Okay.
I cannot get past this fucking shit, bro. There's the goddamn robot. Can't beat the fucking robot. The robot finds me every single time and kills me. Every time that I'm hiding around a corner and I think that I'm okay, no, enemy pops up from behind me. So I eventually give up and I'm just like, I need to do a smaller mission to ease myself or I'm going to throw my fucking controller. So that was most recent. But my favorite one, which made me actually throw my controller. I was in high school. We're just going to leave it there. I think it was we'll like 15 there, or yeah. 16. Tony Hawk.
I can't laugh. I can't laugh. But
okay.
I know this feeling.
Tell me it has to do with a combo.
Yes.
Fucking Christ. Yes. Fucking Christ.
Okay, bro. I'm killing shit.
Yeah. Right?
Killing it. 250,000 fucking point combo. Ripping,
grind, manual into grind, fucking switching tricks between the grind. Yo, yes. Okay.
So we're playing Proving Ground. Remember that they came out with the slow motion board control?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm doing that. And this is what fucked with my line. I kicked down when I should have kicked up. Landed primo, bro. Busted the whole lineup. I lost everything. I turned my
game.
I legit took the disc out, put it back in the case, went to the store the next day and returned it. And got my money back.
Oh,
that was when
God.
GameStop allowed you to do that.
Tony Hawk definitely pulled out a lot of rage from me because I was a perfectionist with that grinding into manual to like switch. Because while you're grinding, you hold the D-pad in a direction and you hit like square or circle, he'll switch in the middle of the grind to like a different grind. So you would combine that. Mm-hmm. I would fucking mash the buttons and make him switch all fucking wobbly like. But yeah. Crashing and burning after fucking working on a nice fucking chain, dude. It'll piss me off.
I wanted to throw my controller.
I wanted to, but instead I took the calm route and just took the game out.
I wouldn't have blamed you.
Put it back in the case, went to GameStop the next day and returned it.
Fuck that.
I would have been pissed. I would have been so pissed.
I deleted the game off my memory card and everything, bro. I was like, nope, never playing it again.
Fuck it. Never again.
Never again.
Never again. For me,
one
of my biggest rage moments was Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, a lot of rage moments for me with Crash Bandicoot, now, but continue.
The moment in Crash Bandicoot was the boulder.
Oh. The boulder.
I was trying to, like, as most of you guys, I'm a completionist when it comes to games. I like killing a fucking game platinumed out. Like, I want to get everything in that motherfucker and clear it. This was where you had to get all the fucking boxes, like the tiki heads, all that shit. Bro, the amount of times I did that and then, like, held in, like, the anger in that moment and then tried to run again, made it, like, as far as I remembered, and then not, like, hit the jump button, but he wouldn't jump. He just runs right. Motherfucker! Bro, I would mash the shit out of the button, like, jump, jump, jump! It would piss me off that
every
it didn't,
time, bro.
Oh my god, yeah. Now that was a game that I ended up grabbing, snapping, and fucking throwing that shit out. Like, that game got snapped. I did not fuck with Crash Bandicoot ever again. And honestly, I could say till this day, I have never touched a fucking Crash Bandicoot game since. No lie.
See, this is the difference between you and me, because I touched the new Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 that had came out that they remastered.
I got
it.
I got that. I got
now,
that.
Now listen. Listen.
Same.
I'm so
actually
glad.
The same thing you did. I actually returned it. I played the remaster. I actually bought it on disc. Uh-huh. I raged, and the next day I sent it back. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Yeah, there you go. I bought it. I put it in. I raged, and I haven't touched it since.
It's sitting there.
It's just sitting there. It's a decoration now.
It's a coaster. It's a,
yeah,
fucking,
it's a
coaster.
Fucking coaster. Yeah. I fucking hated
it. Shout out to Tony Hawk's Pro Skater for pissing us off 20 years ago. And yeah.
It still makes us rage today. I don't give a fuck. I could still fire that shit up right now. In 2 minutes, I'll be pissed off beyond belief. Like, without question.
All right. All right. So I have my epic fail story.
Okay.
I also have a rage quit story.
Ooh, okay.
So I want to do my rage quit story first. So my rage quit story is Hogwarts Legacy.
Oh God!
Which I am currently playing.
All right. You know when you got to storm the little fortress? I remember I told you guys, like, it keeps telling me, like, I don't think I'm a high enough level to do it. I don't think I'm a high enough level to do it. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have the spell to do it, dude. I didn't make it to I didn't go to the end of the hallway.
I'm sorry.
All I had to do was go to the end of, you know, when you go through that door that appears.
Yes.
So I go through that door. My dumbass never went to the other end. I kept trying to, you know, I was stoned, so I kept going to the same door. So that's my rage quit. Because you guys know I stopped playing. And then the other day I picked it up and I went, I played, and I went to the end of the hallway, and now I'm past the fortress. So
thank God.
So that was my rage quit. All right. All right. So my epic fail is that now, like, freshly high school, all right, I had a PlayStation. I didn't know anything about memory cards. You know what I mean? I was an old school gamer, Super Nintendo, Nintendo. You know, you had to beat that shit.
You start over, that's it. Or you had the passwords.
So I knew nothing about the memory card. And my friend was like, oh, you have a PlayStation and no games. You need a game. Here's disc one of Final Fantasy VII.
Oh, shit.
He was like, when you beat this disc, just let me know and I'll give you the next disc. So I went home. I started playing. I'm going, and I learn save sphere. Oh, what's this? And I go to save. And I don't own a memory card. So now I don't turn my PlayStation off for a month. And I don't know what to do. That shit's just running and running. And this is when I tell you, they built games better back then, because I never turned this fucker off. I'm talking about, I even had the disc tray open to air it out so it wouldn't overheat.
What the fuck?
That's wild, bro.
Yo!
And I make it to the end, and I get to Craig's house. And I'm like, yo, it says change disc. And he's like, all right. So he gives me the next disc. Boom. And I turn to him, and I'm like, yo, man, my parents aren't going to buy me this shit. You know what I mean? I was lucky to get the PlayStation.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? So... Because I was in trouble, you know what I mean? And I wasn't doing good in school. I'm against. So he gives me a memory card. And I go home and I switch the disc, you know, because I had the tray open. So I just put the new disc in and I started up. And I put it in and I closed the tray and I hit reset.
Oh, no!
Yep.
Like a natural reaction?
My natural reaction was to hit the reset button. why I even touched the reset button. It might have been the power button. Either way, I turned the fucking thing off and lost everything. You know how many hours I spent grinding because I couldn't turn it off? I'm talking about Final Fantasy VII. This is the game that got me up, kept me up. God. This is how I learned about Ronin Warriors and bro. Sailor Moon coming on at 6 a.m. because bro, I grinded. Yeah. So yes, there is my, and now you wonder why I don't complete games. If the game is too long, I will stop playing.
Dude, I was that way with, what was it, Resident Evil 2, because it came 2-disc.
Never finished it. Saw that ending. My brother always, me and my best friend, I would start a game, get halfway through, and then he would come over and stay the whole weekend and finish the game in the whole weekend. Like he wouldn't pass the controller for shit, because he'd be like, yo, I don't have a PlayStation. He didn't have a PlayStation in his house, and he had like nine siblings.
Man, if you didn't have a system, you went to the homie's house who had the system. You guys fucking banged it out. That's it. No homo.
That's why every time I got a system for Christmas, I always told my mom to get 2 controllers.
Yeah.
Or to get 1 more controller because the system comes with 1.
Mm-hmm.
And she always got me a 2nd controller.
Yeah, just
because I was the kid on the block that had a PlayStation 2, that had a PlayStation 3, that had a fucking Xbox.
You were the dude's house. Where are you going? I'm going to the dude's house, bro.
Yeah.
at the dude's house. You were the dude.
But that's what me and my boys would do. My boys would come over and we fucking rock Tony Hawk Pro Skater until like fucking 3 a.m. on a Saturday.
Dude, what I was rocking out like crazy on some fucking like almost binged out shit was No Mercy on 64.
Yeah.
Yes. I would have
my boys come over and we would rip through that. Like we would rip each other apart in that game, but it would be fun.
That's the one that had the multiple storylines, right?
Yeah, yes. Dude. Yes. Yeah.
Me and Max. Max was the dude. I'm going to Max's house to play No Mercy.
So dude, that game was so good to play with homies.
Yeah. So for me, I mean, I am very guilty, and you'll probably see my wife's head in the background, in the blurred background, nod when I say this. I am very guilty. I've probably broken at least 5 TVs and like 15 controllers.
Oh,
fuck.
Yeah, I am notoriously.
I was.
I've gotten much better. My biggest rage that I could actually remember. My favorite one was playing. I was living in Alabama at the time, and I was playing.
Roll Tide, roll.
Yeah, I was playing. No, Bulldogs. Whatever the fuck they fight about. I'll go against the tide. Oh,
any day. No pun intended.
No pun intended.
I like that one. I like that.
Yeah, no pun intended.
Son of a bitch.
I remember sitting there playing GTA 5. And it had just came into, this is when you were able to play it in first person. So okay. I really wanted to play the game in first person. I really wanted to, and I went about maybe 60%, 50% through the game in first person until I was just like, fuck this. And I remember I was doing, can't remember the exact mission, but I remember I got so pissed off. My wife was over to the right of me. She was in the kitchen preparing something on the table. And I screamed something. And I chucked my controller like a fucking baseball into the TV. It was...
Wow.
The TV looked like a stab victim. Like, it was like... The remote was inside of the television.
My God.
So that's one of my, like, most memorable favorite ones. But I can't tell if my biggest rage or was with UFC games or WWE games. Because I don't like
either or.
I don't like to easy peasy win these sports games. You know, sports games are meant to be competitive.
Yes.
So I want to compete. And I think I may have flipped the table when I played UFC once. Maybe even just recently, just playing WWE 2K23, I may have punched my desk a few times because I was having an issue with the lock storyline.
See that I've done. I've never thrown a remote. I've never broken a TV. I've never fucked up my like that shit. I've never done. Yes, I think the one thing in my mind I could say right now that takes the majority of a beating when I get pissed off or agitated or anything is this poor bastard right here.
His microphone.
My microphone. Just because it is so close at range, and like when I rage like a Tourette's.
You just wing the shit out of it. Like,
yeah, bang. Just like fucking bang, and this thing fucking like I've had this thing fly like against my green screen on the fucking wall because I fucked it the fuck up. Like this thing is taking a beat, and you could hear me from it. Like it works fucking great.
It knows its place. It's
a fucking beating.
It knows its place. It obeys, and it knows its place.
But that's it. Like that's probably like the butt end of like anything getting fucked up. In my domain here, it's just my microphone. It's the sad victim of my rage. I apologize.
So
yeah, I don't.
So my question is now, it doesn't sound like any of us do that anymore, you know, no, or have these epic fails. So what do you do in case you get into a very frustrating moment in the game? How do you deflate that? You just turn it off.
Turn it completely the fuck off. You know what? I'm done. Bop. Power off, fucking smoke a bowl, and put YouTube on. Like, literally, that's it.
Yeah, I was playing Spider-Man. I couldn't beat the boss. I said, you know what? Pause.
Yeah.
Exit.
Yeah, my shit's paused right now as we speak.
So is mine. Pause,
wait
exit.
A minute.
Crunch water. Steak.
Oh!
Yeah,
you already know.
It's time to
let's fucking rip.
This thing is still going too.
Beautiful. So nice. It's fucking worth it. All right, listen, cheers, my boys. Let's fucking
Tony said the word. I'm just like, wait a minute. He said the word.
Yes, pause for the cause, baby.
He said pause. Today we're smoking. This was gifted. from a merchandise retailer named Buds R Us. Nice. We got THCA diamonds.
Nice.
I don't know the strain, but it's very fluffy and it's very light. But it was a good gift. Some t-shirts coming in soon. So yeah, what are you guys smoking on today?
Well, right now, we've been smoking on some fucking gelato for about a week now because this thing has been lasting us a while. Great buy, great purchase, great guy, great flower, and but yeah, been on it, chilling.
I got some shit I can't tell you. I can't tell you where I got it.
That shit's called cryptochronicolite, bro.
Well, can you tell us what it is?
No. But what I can tell you is that the brand that I got is legal.
Okay.
Okay.
What's
and they're
the
called
name of the fucking strain?
I don't know.
is it cookies? Is it Verano? Is it?
All right, we look at. All right. Let's give it. Let's give us a tier here. We're looking from 1 through 5. What tier is it sitting at?
You look at my eyes.
It's a pretty good tier. It's a damn good tier.
It's a good tier. Some good stuff. It's the name of the brand is Lemon Made.
Nice.
Okay.
That's all I can say about it. Yeah, they got a website and everything.
Oh,
you know,
nice. Yeah.
And it was pretty cool.
And while we're at it.
Hold on. We're not done. Hold on, Freshie.
Oh,
what
wait.
You got? Yeah, Freshie.
I am so high. My bad.
I literally do not know what the fuck.
He's smoking weed.
Where's this container?
It was gifted to me by my sister.
That's
so.
What's up.
Hey.
It was a donation. Weed. That's what we call family donation.
Yep.
You know, that was for the cause. Good shit for the sister. Yo, shout out to Freshie's sister. For holding it down for the boy. I love you.
Sister
Thank you.
Fresh.
Sister Fresh.
Oh, yeah. And then what else we got is...
right. Strain of the week, I am melon. It is an indica dominant. I am not an indica guy, but it is an indica dominant. It's a cross strain. I'm not too sure about the cross strains, but all I know is that it got me fucking baked as hell. Yeah, when they say an indica is supposed to put you on your ass, that's exactly what this fucking did. It put me on my ass.
Yeah,
and I fought to stay awake, but it wasn't happening. Not fucking happening. I lost that fight by a lot.
So if we ever want to beat Gates in a smoking competition, we need indica. To smoke this strain.
Yeah, indica. Yeah, anything I'm, indica. I'm not an indica yo, dude. Like I'm all sativa.
For that 420. I'm coming for that 420. Right now, bro. I got you.
I don't think we've ever presented it on this show. Have we shown it on this show yet?
Oh,
we haven't. Hold on. You know what?
That's got the bell.
Bring it out.
Yes.
I want to talk about this. I actually want to talk about this too because we've never had a chance to talk about this belt. We never had.
This is
the moniker of the show itself.
It really is.
The 420 title, official
tissue.
You know, side plates and all. This was crafted by Muhammad Laquan. He's a belt maker from India, like all the way on fucking India. The guy's really good. He does a lot of really good replicas. And as you can see, he does original work, fucking really great leather work. Like the shit's awesome.
That's pristine. I love that belt. Yeah. I love it.
Riveted
I love the
fucking
belt,
like buckles and shit. Like it's not Velcro.
And did you do the art for it?
Yeah, this artwork was my art. I designed
original Cobalus design right there.
For 2K games, I actually designed this. So
you,
I think
you
I
see it right there on the corner
there too. But yeah, you can download this on WWE 2K23. The template is there. I uploaded the images for it, so you too can be 420 champion in game.
You got to throw them the hashtag so they can find it. Throw them the hashtag, bro.
Yo, easy, bro. Just 420 championship. Easy.
There you go. Hashtag 420 championship.
So who? What I love about that belt is that you did bring it to the 420 Expo. I think it's so cool. So I think it only makes sense to make a league, you know. Obviously not that belt because that's the belt, but that's yours. That's yours.
That's
you know,
one
but it'll be cool to have like some
all
kind of
my league. Weed residue smoke all over it.
Oh yeah.
All over it. That shit has my stank on it. I love it.
Oh, so much stank.
I've definitely like rubbed a lot of stuff on it, but we're not
going to. Oh my god!
You definitely pulled a page on that one, didn't you?
What?
Yo.
Yes.
Yo.
I put some stank on it.
Yes.
Wow.
But no, that belt was. It was a really good turnaround time, not for nothing. It took the guy like 3 weeks. The belt is crafted in zinc material, so it's easy to color. That was the whole purpose was there was a lot of the option for steel is there. It's just steel, I believe, in India is a little more expensive. So it is going to cost you a lot more for fucking a steel title. Something like that, as you see, authentic Tony's held it.
Whatever. I've held that belt.
That shit is heavy.
It's solid.
Like, it's a great fucking crafted piece. So if you're looking for belts, hit up Muhammad Laquan on Facebook. It's literally the only means to fucking find him. Hit him up and let him know Cobalus sent you. That's it.
For real.
Yeah, we got to talk. We got to talk.
All right, so are you guys ready for your themed video of the week?
What do we got?
So today we're talking about epic fails.
Yes.
Okay, and today I think there's nothing better than VR fails.
Oh, okay.
So we got some VR fails for you to enjoy. Is everything clear?
We can see.
All right, so this.
Oh my god! I already see something terrible happening to that poor dog.
I don't know.
Oh my god!
Here we go.
Oh, that poor dog. Oh shit!
Oh shit!
Oh my god! Yeah.
He's boxing.
Oh!
Yo, my oh my god.
Oh my lord.
Oh shit.
Oh, it's speed. It's I show speed. Shit. Oh, oh.
Oh my god. Oh no. Oh no.
Oh yeah, you see, you don't.
Wow, she ran into the like, oh, going shit. In. He's like, yeah, he's like, get it, get it, get
shit.
It.
Oh, oh shit. Whoa, whoa.
Oh my god.
Yeah, his, arms, fucking...
his arms hurt.
He's still at it though. He's still at it. He's
his boys are cracking up, bro.
Oh no.
Yo.
What the fuck?
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh my god. Oh my god. Touching a no. Stop.
What is this? Oh shit! Oh, oh shit!
Get him, girl! Get him.
Oh, shit! Oh, dude. Yeah, no. The worst part is that cushion isn't really like cushiony. Oh, dude! Oh shit! Oh shit!
Yep, he can't run. He's getting out of his mind.
He's fucking.
He's getting out of his mind. Oh my god, he's scared out
Dude,
of his
what
mind.
Are they fucking watching?
Falling. Probably falling.
What the fuck? Yeah, that dude is dead. He's dead. Oh no.
Oh my god, don't kick the baby.
Oh no. What's he, is don't this Beat Saber? Yep, Beat Saber.
Oh my god.
Smash. Smash lamp. Oh.
Continues playing. Hey, fuck.
Does it again.
Oh my god.
Does it again.
Yo, this fucking guy. Oh, shit. Oh, oh,
oh, shit.
Oh, she broke it.
How did she do that? How did she do that?
Completely cracked the fucking.
She ripped it right off her face.
Uh oh. A bit too real. Uh oh. Where's she
going? Oh, going?
Where was she going? Even the cat came up like, what the fuck? Oh, shit. Little man's out. He doesn't know where he's going, but he bow! Oh, oh, the TV! The TV!
Fight, fight.
Oh, my God.
That shit off. She said, hell no.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Oh, oh shit. Wasted.
Damn.
Oh, shit. Little man's going. Uh-oh. Here we go. Here we go. What's he doing?
Oh. 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 He busted his knee. He's in trouble.
Oh, shit. Look, look, look. He's like, I wasn't even here.
He's like, I wasn't even. Damn. She's about to beat his ass.
Like, you're always playing this shit. Playing. Always Damn. Playing. You ain't playing your room. You want to play right fucking here and not outside.
Why are you
Why
here?
What is up with you? Pick this shit up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, the TV's gone. TV's gone.
TV's gone.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Punch right into the TV.
Well, even the dad was like, what the fuck just happened?
No, wait,
wow.
Oh, daddy.
Go, daddy. Go.
I will cut that.
That shit. Yo, what the fuck is going on here? Oh,
shit. Oh my god. Dumbass. Yo, why?
Wow.
Oh,
the footage. It recorded the footage.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no, broken TV.
Man. Oh, man.
Yo, this is why that shit's fucking crazy. Yeah.
He's still playing.
Oh, my god.
This nigga's drunk and breaking everything. Oh, he mad now.
He didn't even realize. Yeah, now he notices. Yo, nobody told him up till now. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. They let him keep playing.
Yo, he is mad as hell.
Damn. Yo, oh, the God. Fact that they just let him keep playing is fucked up. Where the fuck
what
going?
The fuck are you doing?
Where's she going? What is she playing? That's what I want to know. Oh. The TV. Give me the TV, you right fucking there. Idiot.
Right there, she broke
oh
the TV.
Oh, my God, man. Oh, the
doorknob. That's a broken finger.
Yeah, he fucked himself up.
Damn. Yep.
Oh, no. Yo, see, this is why you don't get that. fuck was that?
Oh, it's speed again.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
He threw his remote. Fucking idiot. Yeah.
He threw the remote.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He's watching porn.
What the hell? Oh, he's having a party. That's what he's doing. Hey. Hey. The fan. I see it happening.
Yep, the fan.
The fan.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, I was waiting for it. Oh, this kid. What the fuck? What the hell? I forgot I'm playing. You forgot you're playing it. Nah, shut up. Oh, shit. What did he do? Egypt.
During a loading screen. Oh, there that's not.
Somebody's fucking nutting him.
Teabagging. Oh, my God.
PSVR. Oh, shit. He got scared as fuck.
Danny Jones. Hey, hard.
Kid, you good?
Here we go.
He's gonna lose. Rockies.
Oh shit! He fell fucking too far.
He's too far forward, bro.
He only sees it from the table view.
Yo.
So he thinks the table's there to catch him, and it's not.
And he's shit. Fucking. That's
he's chipped this boy. That's it.
Yo, he chipped him up.
Uh oh. What's he doing? What's going on here?
He's in a roller coaster.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Dude, oh, my God. Yo.
He ran into that mirror.
With the goggles still on you, that shit hurts. Yep.
Oh, yo, that hurts. Something.
Oh, here goes the TV.
Yep, another one with the TV.
Another. Why?
Who let him get that close?
Testing out the Oculus Quest 2. There you go. Get it. God, another fucking moron.
He knew.
Yeah, turn it on. Please turn it on.
It doesn't even work. Please turn it on. No.
Yep. You fucking idiot.
He better hit the stand.
That's what you get. Yeah.
Get to the store.
This is why when you play VR or you have a Quest 2 or anything of you do it in a chair. You could set a boundary on your fucking shit.
Listen, do it in
a chair. Don't stand up.
Well, I mean, yeah. But not even that. If you do stand up, don't stand in front of the TV.
Like right in front of the motherfucker, like right there.
I'd rather break a vase or a lamp or some shit.
You already have a TV. You already have a screen on your face. You don't need to be that close to the big screen that is supposed to be for the party.
I usually just play in the living room because there's a bigger square there.
Well,
for me to be able to move. I have a little space here, but it works too. And now, before we're coming to the end, but we do need to talk about the biggest news of the week. Okay? Rockstar has confirmed that next month in December, we are finally getting the GTA 6 trailer.
Oh, yeah. I was reading about that. I read about that.
Okay. The tweet is out there. They put the post. They've confirmed it. They're doing it. We are finally getting a trailer for the 25-year anniversary of Rockstar. Talk to me.
No, raise your hand. His hand's raised.
Man,
go.
You go ahead.
I don't give a fuck until I see some concrete shit. Don't announce that it's gonna happen next month. Just let me know as soon as it fucking goes down. Rockstar's been playing this fucking game with us for years now. For years they've been playing this fucking game. It's pissing me off, Rockstar. It's fucking pissing me off. So before I punch this fucking microphone into oblivion, let's hit our bowls. Let's calm ourselves down, for fuck's sake. Rockstar, stop fucking playing with our dicks, bro. Just get to the point. Don't tell us it's gonna happen. Just drop it. Just fucking drop it and say, yo, it's out.
The trailer.
That's it.
I want to see the trailer. The trailer will be coming, okay? So, guys, I mean, It's you know what time it is.
Yeah.
Oh, is it time? Is it time?
It's time. And Tony, I promise you, I listened to what you asked me to do. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna try to like layer voices like a choir, like that. So, I got you. So, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It's time to spin that wheel.
Let's do it.
Spin the wheelie, spin the wheel, spin the wheel, spin the wheel.
Rattle, tattle.
Let's see what we got. I'm actually trying to
spin, spin.
Does anybody want to take a guess what we might get?
Yo, I'm honestly hoping that we hit fucking RP. Hit RP in video games. It's a topic I really want. But it's up to the wheel, though. It's up to the wheel.
Let the wheel decide.
Let our the fate. Wheel decide.
To be honest,
really, yeah. Go. What do you got?
To be honest, could be anything at this point. But for the sake of just the wonder, I would like a spin again.
Maybe we get the spin again into the RP because we don't get the RP first, so we get it the second time. That way we wanted exactly what we wanted the first time initially because it all makes sense. Ha ha! Let's go! Spin it!
All right, let's go. Wonka it's time bars. To spin that wheel, baby. Let's go.
These Wonka bars are real. Let's see. Let's see. Oh my God! It was so close!
Oh!
Yeah!
Hey! Look at that. All right, we're going to drop RP in video games
because
that's huge, involving communities and all. So,
or we'll talk about anything. We can talk about anything because it says roleplay, anything baby. You want. Who knows?
Roleplay.
That's the mystery of the next episode. It's anything you want.
We're bringing it up.
That was beautiful.
That's actually insane that it happened. We're going to have a fun episode. Guys, if you look at the bottom, we got a nice little bar here. You could listen to us on Apple. You can check us out on YouTube.
Yes.
The Instagram is there and the Spotify is there. You can also check us out on iHeartRadio, Amazon. Yeah. Check out the website.
Yeah.
The website is easy to figure out until we get the .com or a TK. And I really tried to get the TK because it looks like .toke.
Nice.
You know, I'm really, I don't know what's going on with .tk right now, but you know, right now it's linktree.com. It's like
Bong Room Research,
video games. You know, guys, if you look around the bar, there's going to be some trivia. Maybe there might be some trivia. There's a little serial number there. That serial number may come up in a trivia one day. There may be a QR code for a free t-shirt. There may be, I mean, I don't know, but guys, you got anything to close off?
I am slowly returning from Neptune, maybe, and I might be launching directly from Neptune straight to fucking Uranus. I'm not sure whose anus, but Uranus in general.
Oh my God.
It's anything you want, right? It's anything you want.
According to the wheel, the wheel decides it all.
The wheel of fate has decided. Yes, sir.
Are we going to put it up there? Are we going to put it up there before we end this?
Which one? The other? Wait, that?
There we go.
Thank you. This was well deserved because it's anything we want. Rock. That did not sound healthy. With that being said, it's a total fucking pleasure. Fucking love you, sons of bitches.
We got one special thing coming out soon. Hopefully, it comes out sooner than later.
Hopefully,
keep an eye out for that.
Follow
us on all social medias. It's all down there. Y'all know what to do, man. We are BVR, you know, Bong Ribs and Video Games, man. That's what we do. You know what I mean?
How we
do. This is what we do every day.
All right, yo.
All right, we out.